The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Yes. Anyway. Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name's Ace.
My name is Skillet.
My name's Tay.
Hey, here we are. Weekly rundown of all things WWE and professional wrestling. How is everyone?
Before we start off the show, can I just mention something?
Go for it.
The title sequence is produced by our brother Rapid from Rough Squad.
Yeah. He got married.
He got married.
Yeah, he got married.
Congratulations to Prince Rapid. I know you don't listen to our show because you're probably not a wrestling fan.
But you never know.
I already said congratulations. I mean, I already texted you anyway, but I'm just going to say here on the air. Congratulations to Prince Rapid.
Yeah, congratulations.
You know, he came out, him and his missus came out to Extra.
I saw that on YouTube. Not YouTube, where did I see it on? Instagram.
That was hard.
Why not?
Yeah, that's an anthem.
You'd come out to one
of your own. That's probably the best grind beat ever.
Would you come out to one of your own songs?
No, I wouldn't.
You would definitely do that.
I wouldn't.
That would be your first song, would be like one of your songs. You're like that.
No, I don't think I would, you know.
You would.
I think the song that you dance to your missus with.
Yeah.
Nah, it definitely won't be one of my songs. Definitely not. You can't dance to one of my songs at a wedding, really.
They danced to Extra. They came out to Extra.
That's different.
Okay.
Maybe Ready to Light, but that's about it.
Skillet's under the weather because he's got a toothache.
I'm fucked. How are you, Tay Tay? What song would you choose on your wedding day? What's your first song you would dance?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay, what wrestling theme song would you choose?
I hear voices in my head.
That's what you would come out to. They talk to me.
Hold up, man.
I do.
Yeah.
What would you come out to, Jay? If a wrestling theme
Bobby
song.
Bobby Roode.
Glorious.
Yeah,
that works.
Yeah.
I think mine, you know what mine would be?
What?
Don't go messing with them country boys. That's just me?
That's just you. Who the heck is that?
The Godwins.
Oh, the Godwins.
No?
No. What was the main Godwin's name?
Henry.
Henry
O. Godwin.
O. Godwin.
Phineas.
Hog.
O. Godwin.
Yeah. Dead. Should we talk about some wrestling now? It's been a big week. Huge week. We got a lot to discuss. Today we're going to discuss NXT TakeOver, Survivor Series, Monday Night Raw, and SmackDown. So we got a lot to get. And you know, we're going to have to leave some of it out because
it's been a long week. And on top of that, we've got news to talk about, which we should probably start.
Let's start with the news.
Did you hear about the rumour of a possible return of Neville?
I did hear about that, but I brushed it off because I thought it was stupid.
Where did you hear it? In the Xbox podcast?
I probably just read about it on Twitter or something.
You don't think it's true?
You wouldn't leave a company then just to come back a couple of weeks later.
Well, what if there's... it's not a couple of weeks, though. He's been gone
two months?
Yeah, 2 months.
I don't think he would do that. I think he will look very weak. And I can't imagine that they would have turned around and said, well, we're going to give you all this to come back. They don't in a harsh way.
Really, yeah.
They don't need Neville.
It's true.
They don't need him because Enzo's given them the ratings.
Yeah.
But he's like the best wrestler that was on TFF.
100%.
Hideo Itami. It's official that Hideo Itami is actually
205 Live.
Coming to 205 Live.
You're not happy about that?
No.
You wanted him to go to the main roster?
Yeah.
Smack of Down If.
They could have done something with him, Smack of Down If.
You're not happy about 205?
No.
Also, can I say that you guys thought that Pete Dunne was going to debut on Raw? He hasn't been seen on Raw since.
Right,
I was wrong. I was right. Yeah. It was just a one-off.
Yeah.
Anyway, any more news for us? Do you think Neville's actually coming back, though, quickly?
I think so. I think it's possible that he might return.
To 205?
Yeah.
Oh, it's my phone. I was looking at you. Sorry. Let me turn that off. I'll call him back later.
Yeah.
I don't think he's coming back, but hey.
James Ellsworth has been released.
Yeah, that's his name.
Tay, any James Ellsworth memories?
Not really, but he rode that wave as long as he could,
yeah.
And he did well.
Any man with two hands have a fighting chance.
Yeah.
His memorable debut against Braun Strowman, that was my memory. That was good.
He had two championship matches, not one. And actually, I'm lying. He had one.
One, and he won by DQ.
But he has two victories over AJ Styles.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Disqualification, though.
Doesn't matter.
Still.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
And I think he was. I don't know. I like the pairing of him and Carmelo. I don't think they should have got rid of that.
Do you think that them getting rid of Ellsworth is in an attempt to turn Carmelo face?
No, I don't know. Or maybe it's an attempt to save Ellsworth, because apparently there's rumors that Vince wanted Ellsworth to dress up as a woman and wrestle.
Oh wow!
Charlotte or something at Mania.
That's okay. Why he had a match with Becky.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was stupid.
So maybe that's a good blessing, because Ellsworth's probably going to get booked a lot now in these indie promotions. Yeah, they'll use him.
Okay. Anything else you got for us?
Finn Balor apparently is not over enough to face Brock Lesnar at Royal Rumble, according to Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I heard that.
But
yeah,
he wanted to organise Vince McMahon, Brock Lesnar versus Jinder Mahal at Survivor Series. Is he actually insulting us? Right? So is he taking the piss?
It's very obvious that Vince McMahon is not a fan of Finn Balor.
No, he's really not.
He's not.
And then Balor put up a post on Twitter of him doing the, you know how he does his entrance with the hands, and the whole stadium are doing the hands. And then Balor did the shrug shoulders emoticon. So that's Finn Balor's response to Vince, that Vince actually is taking the piss. Why? I don't understand it.
Money's
there with Finn.
Mm.
I still think he's got hard feelings over the Bullet Club.
Can I be honest with you guys? Finn Balor's overrated.
I'm not saying he's not.
Nah, he is.
I'm not saying that he's not.
Finn Balor is overrated.
I'm not saying that he's not, but the majority of the wrestling fans still love him.
I get it.
So you could definitely feed him to Brock Lesnar if you're going to try and feed Jinder Mahal.
Is Finn Balor overrated?
Yeah, of course he is.
Okay, so is he... Do you think Vince has got a point in terms of...
No, because he tried to do the Jinder Mahal thing.
No, forget the Jinder thing, yeah? Is there a bigger match here with current wrestlers... Forget Jinder. Forget the Jinder thing.
Then AJ because, Lesnar.
Yeah, it's no. Then Balor Lesnar. Is there a bigger match?
Yeah, of course there is.
Okay, so then Vince has got a point.
Yeah, but the biggest match is Reigns Lesnar, and that's that main. That's gonna happen.
There's other bigger matches. I think even Joe Lesnar again could be bigger than Balor.
I need to see Joe Lesnar again.
That's what I'm trying to say. So I don't feel like Finn is still not. He's upper middle card. But he's still
insane.
Am I lying though?
He's upper mid card. That's what it is.
He's upper mid card. He's not top of the bill yet. He's not there. There's something missing, like he's not AJ.
It is the talk though. Because look at him and Becky Lynch as well. They're in the same boat.
Yeah.
You can't understand Becky. Like, you can understand Finn to a certain degree. Becky's worse.
Finn is just a leather jacket and a sick entrance. That's it for me, and an occasional face paint demon thing. Like, I'm not buying into it, but I do like him, and he's a nice guy.
Oh shoot, we forgot to give a shout out to our brother Flu.
Yes,
the fourth member of the Kickout.
Four man booth.
Neil Fluellen is not here due to an illness. I apologise, Flu. That's how we should have started off.
Papa Shango poisoned him.
We wish. Okay.
So I'm joking.
We wish you.
You might not find that funny.
A speedy recovery.
Flu. Actually, not Flu find that funny.
Yeah, Papa Shango poisoned him.
Yeah.
Do you think Flu's ill with the green goo coming out of the top of his head?
At the top of his head, screaming into a mirror. Anywho,
Facebook and WWE are working together on some content online. Apparently, WWE wants to run an actual show with Facebook
on Facebook
after
live.
SmackDown.
So it could be more.
And it's going to be apparently a mix between Raw and SmackDown members. Why are they doing this?
Well,
why are they working there? No wonder people want to leave.
One thing that could be good though is you can do more on Facebook than you could do on TV.
So why don't they just do stuff like special one-off shows on Facebook?
Well, they're saying it's going to be weekly.
Yeah, apparently.
What, and actual matches as well?
Yeah.
It's more wrestling, man. I'm not angry at that.
After SmackDown. After SmackDown.
And it could be more Attitude Era esque.
I doubt it.
It could be. It's on the internet.
What do you think, Tay?
It could be something. Like, if it gets more like a kind of independent vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, those kind of.
And it could be more.
It's SmackDown Raw members.
No, listen. It could be more viewer driven.
Like, yeah, they'll get a lot of hits.
They could know it could be like interactive. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not angry at that.
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens were sent home from the European tour last week, apparently, when they were in
Manchester. I'm sure we mentioned that already.
No, because we didn't do that episode last week, Case.
No, but they were sent home the week before.
Yes. Yeah, I'm allowed. It's true. We did mention it last week.
So no,
did we?
Yes, we did.
I'm sorry. I was about to do a slide jab at Ace.
And I still don't even believe this story.
No, apparently it was something to do with like when the New Day went to supposed to jump them after the match.
Oh yeah, you did tell me.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn just ducked out of the ring.
Yeah,
Kamala is not doing well. No. He's on life support. He's you know.
We wish him the best.
He's in critical condition, so we wish Kamala the best. Is he a Hall of Famer in both of your eyes? I'm going to come to Tay first. Is the legendary Kamala a Hall of Famer?
He was before my time, so I can't really comment on that.
Okay. So, Ace.
Yes.
Is Kamala...
I hate the character Kamala, but...
Of course I hate the character Kamala. It's a fucking racist character.
It's a mad racist character.
He is a Hall of Famer, right?
He's an African beast that couldn't speak English.
A Ugandan giant. That's what
Giant and had a trainer. But imagine that. A grown man had a trainer.
Slave trainer.
But,
which is Brooklyn Brawler sometimes. Shout out to Brooklyn Brawler. Who checks the show sometimes.
Does he?
Yeah.
Big up to him. Yes. He should be a Hall of Famer. And let's try not give it to him before... Let's try and give it to him before he dies.
Well, you know, he had two legs amputated, didn't it?
Yeah,
due to diabetes. That's probably why he hasn't been on... No. Last, the only person that I've seen with like an amputated leg that took a Hall of Fame award was Mad Dog Vachon. And his speech was a bit...
Well, I mean, this
that's nothing to do with legs.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, legs are not going to have anything to do with how weak you are. Or your ability to speak.
You never know.
Shall we move on swiftly?
Yeah.
So we just want to say best wishes to Kamala, right?
Yeah, man.
And you are a Hall of Famer.
100%.
Do you, any memories of Kamala before we go?
No.
Fun memories?
I didn't like his feud with Undertaker? I didn't like
his feud with Hogan?
I didn't like
his feud with Big Boss Man?
No. Undertaker one probably is the most.
And he got his facial expressions was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
When we interviewed Baron Corbin last year, he said that his dad was a massive Kamala fan.
Oh, really?
So big up Mr. Corbin, not Baron, but
how do we know
Corbin's dad.
I didn't know that wasn't a racist thing.
No, he said he appreciated Kamala for his entertainment.
A big black man that had a trainer.
Okay.
Boy, you better get into that wrestling business, boy. They got them black chained up.
What are you joking?
I'm joking. And I think that's it for the news.
Cool. Nothing going on in GFW, TNA, Impact. What is the name of this company, no?
I've erased TNA from my memory.
Cool. Let's start.
NXT TakeOver.
NXT TakeOver.
In Houston, Texas.
Yeah. You guys...
Hey, where was NXT TakeOver?
Houston, Texas.
Yay!
Okay.
Kicked off with Lars Sullivan versus Cassius Ohno. Tay, coming to you first. Your thoughts and opinion of this match and your thoughts and opinion of Lars Sullivan.
I'm not really a Lars Sullivan fan, I'm not going to lie.
I wonder why.
Been strong. he's been quite strong throughout, obviously, because he's not really defeated. But this match didn't do that much for me. It was okay, but there were so much strong matches on TakeOver that it kind of just went by the wayside.
It was a quick match as well, wasn't it? The match was quite fast as well. Ace, what did you think of last time?
I didn't watch any TakeOver. This is you guys' part of the podcast, buddy. So you got to school me. I've got lots of going on. I can't watch 1,400 hours of wrestling a week. It's all hard.
Right. It was an all right match. It was decent.
Sorry.
It was a decent match. It wasn't a great match. It wasn't a bad match.
No. It was
a match.
Yeah.
And Lars Sullivan picked up the victory with a nice overhead slam type of move on Cassius Ohno. Next match was probably the best match of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, definitely was.
It was the breakout moment for the Velveteen Dream. I've been saying on this podcast for weeks how great the Velveteen Dream is to the reaction of a gormless look between you, Ace, to New Tay and Flu. Look at me like I'm cray. Now, Tay,
I get it.
After seeing NXT TakeOver, do you understand what I was saying?
I get it. I do. He's great.
He's amazing, right? Yeah.
And it worked really well together.
And the crowd was nuts for him. Yeah. The crowd went... I didn't think he'd be over as much as he
was.
Hey, so you need to watch this match.
Really?
Velveteen Dream versus Aleister Black was the best match of the pay-per-view. And the crowd was crazy for Velveteen Dream.
Who won?
Aleister Black, obviously.
Okay.
But Velveteen Dream won as well, when you think about it. He actually really won. Because that was his breakout moment. He came out sporting kind of Rick Rude-esque trunks, having the painting of Aleister Black on one leg. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, him on the other... crowd was saying, say his name. The crowd was chanting for him. Great back and forth match. Very physical, very technical. And Aleister Black picked up the victory, which is the right decision. And then afterwards, Aleister Black picked up the mic and said, "Living Infamy, Velveteen Dream." So he finally said his name and the crowd went nuts. So looks like Velveteen Dream is being put on the map here, man.
Go on.
And Aleister Black goes on to be dominant. I'm assuming it'll be an Aleister Black versus Lars Sullivan thing because they're both on the field at the moment, aren't they? Yeah. And then Aleister Black probably defeat.
Yeah, he has to, really.
Anyway. Hey, so you didn't see any of NXT TakeOver?
No, I saw a few highlights. I saw the women. I saw the women's match highlights.
Which was next. Funny you said that. The women's match was next. There was the fatal four-way between Nikki Cross, Ember Moon, Kairi Sane, and Peyton Royce. Tay.
No, it was a really good
match.
You're
a woman.
Thanks. Thanks for noticing.
I'm being sexist. What did you think of the match?
Nah, it was an excellent match. I really enjoyed this match. Like, they pulled out all the stops in this one.
Yeah.
I really liked, well, it was towards the end when Ember Moon done her...
Total Eclipse.
That's it.
Both Nikki of them. Cross and Peyton Royce.
Kairi Sane had some really good spots as well when she powerbombed Peyton Royce onto Nikki Cross and then got up and done an elbow. That was really good.
They all had good spots. They all looked really good. They looked really strong. And the right person won as well, Ember Moon, who's been busting her ass for the past two years or so. So Ember Moon is now the new NXT Women's Champion. Ace, are you happy with this?
I am. I thought the handing of the title over
from Asuka
was
a nice touch, innit?
It was a nice touch. I just feel like it was done weirdly.
There
was like a few weird moments in there.
Yeah, it's like they didn't really know what they were doing. It was a bit awkward.
It was a bit awkward.
I think I was kind of done on this spot.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. It was a wicked match and right decision as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that, match number four was my brother, my dog, Andrade Cien Almas, with Zelina Vega on his side, versus Drew McIntyre. Tay, are you happy that Andrade Cien Almas
is now
the new NXT champion?
I am. Before, I wasn't keen on him. I thought he was good, but I didn't think he could elevate to that status. But then when Zelina was kind of coming with him, you could see, like, he just needed that extra person.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now he's just gone to the top. I think it's good that he got the title.
I've been a massive fan of Andrade since, 2012, when he was La Sombra.
Okay.
I was always pitching WWE to try and sign him over Sin Cara, because I always thought he was the better talent. Obviously, my tweets were not answered because they didn't know who I am. But now I'm glad that he's finally at WWE, and I'm glad he's finally the NXT champion. And I hope these two, this pairing, will go all the way to the roof. And when they go to the main roster, it really takes off for both of them. I really hope they have, you know, how NXT stars always kind of suffer on the main roster. I hope that doesn't happen to Andrade. I hope Vince sees the greatness that I do in Andrade Cien Almas. And I'm glad he finally got the chat, and he won the belt on my birthday.
Aye.
Which was quite, you know.
Does Drew McIntyre move up, in your opinion?
I think that was the aim. He got injured in the match.
Yeah, was that a real injury?
Yeah, it was a real injury. Okay, cool. He hurt his rotator cuff or something like that, so he's going to be out for a little while, unfortunately. I do believe the plan was to move him up to the main roster, because he was main roster bound anyway before.
Raw or SmackDown?
I think it was going to be SmackDown, if.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, it's a shame.
Overall though, NXT TakeOver, in your opinion?
Well, we haven't finished it, because the last match is the War Games.
Of course.
The return of War Games after 20 years. A few moderations. There's no roof this time.
So, for dumb people, explain the rules of a War Games.
War Games is two rings. Massive
three
cage.
Teams, yeah?
Back in the day, it used to be two teams back in the day.
Okay.
So back then it was two teams, and it was teams of four or five, mostly four.
Okay.
So you have the four horsemen versus the Sting
Squad. So why is there two rings, though?
Because there's a fight between two rings. The long cage, I don't know why there's always two rings, but there's always two rings. That's what it was.
So what you're saying is like...
They used to fight in between the rings, fight...
But would it always be one person?
So what it was, how it would start was,
it
was one representative of the team.
Yeah.
Versus, so it would be like, say it's you versus Tay.
Yeah.
And then Tay's girl or homeboy would jump in after like 5 minutes, or maybe it was less than 5 minutes at the time, I believe, and then come and attack you. And then your homeboy or homegirl will come in.
I said there's like timing. It's a
timing. What they used to do was each member would come in after a time.
Right.
So the time will get decreased. So I think it'll start with 5 minutes, and then it'll be the next member will be like three.
Yeah.
And then the next will be two. You know what I mean? Like the time.
So
will
eventually
get smaller,
everybody's just
everybody will come in and they'll fight. It was always two teams, and they'll fight against each other. This one they did is three teams.
Yeah.
Three members of each team, so it's less, you know what I mean, same amount of people in the ring, but it's less.
For this one though,
what they did different was they put people in shark tanks, and then instead of having one person from like each team come individually,
yeah,
it'd be like one representative, and then when the clock goes, that whole team will come in. So sometimes, so what they did was the Undisputed Era will have the advantage for all three members at one point, and then Sanity will come in when the two members will come and helping Eric Young when he was already in the ring. Yeah. You get what I mean? Okay. It'd be like that, and then so it was a different change. I guess maybe a much needed
change.
Sounds
really confusing.
Yeah, I used to always get confused with War Games back in the day, but I used to love it at the same time.
Right. So how did it compare to?
It was a good show, and obviously you can't do the brutality that it used to have because it's a PG era. Mm. Alexander Wolf still able to draw some blood because he cut his head on real life by doing the suplex or something like that on the table.
Yeah.
And then he cut his head in the back of his head, so that was actually real. Okay. So real blood was actually struck in instead of people doing blade jumps and stuff. But obviously it's not as brutal as it once was because wrestling back then was.
Is that match hard to watch though in terms of like all that stuff that's going on?
What do you mean?
Like, sometimes when it's like, I don't like...
I kind of felt in this one, they kind of all was mostly in one ring, right?
Yeah, they kind of let stuff happen, and then they'd all be, like, lying around all hurt, and then another, like, two would get up, and they'd start doing something. Okay. Yeah, so it was never, like, too crazy, too like, you don't know what you're looking at.
In WCW, you used to have action in both rings.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This one is kind of like...
That? How do you even watch that?
Hard camera, isn't it? The pan out the camera.
You just watch it wide, two matches at the same time. Wide.
And then sometimes they want to do close-ups.
Okay.
It was good. It was a good match. Undisputed Era picked up the victory.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Killian Dane was amazing.
Killian Dane was amazing. Mm-hmm. Did a great coast-to-coast. I'm not going to call it coast-to-coast. Yeah. I'm going to call it the Van Terminator. Sorry, because Rob Van Terminator invented that move. And Roderick Strong did a great spot with the suplex on the top rope.
Yeah.
To
everyone.
Onto everyone.
With Adam Cole.
With Adam Cole, yeah.
That was a good match.
All right. Can we move on to Survivor Series now?
All right, let's go. I didn't see any of the pre-show.
No, me neither. Let's move on.
It was three matches, wasn't it?
Should we skip it? Oh, it was Matt Hardy. Santa, who cares?
And
it
was Cruiserweight.
Enzo versus Kalisto, who cares?
And then Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens versus Breezango.
Who cares?
Yeah, dead.
Why were they even on the kickoff show?
Punishment.
And they're on the same show. Yeah. Wasn't it supposed to be SmackDown versus Raw?
Right, that's why I did not understand it.
That's stupid. Okay, kicked off with, I think, was the best match of the card. There was a lot of mistakes, though, but I really enjoyed New Day versus The Shield.
Okay, yeah, me too. I enjoyed it too.
There's a lot of messy bits towards the end where, like, it felt like they didn't know what was going on and it was waiting people in the wrong spots for their spots.
Yeah.
But you can tell that they went out of my door just walked in.
Yeah.
Hello!
Hi, hello, darling. You alright? Good.
So we're in my house today, by the way. There was like a lot of they all went out of their way to give the best spots and like were very inventive with things that they tried. Okay. Friggin' like Xavier picked up Big E at one point.
On his shoulders.
Like.
They did that before at SummerSlam.
Oh, they have done it on RKC. Yeah.
That's why it wasn't such a huge. It was at SummerSlam when they did it. It was a massive.
I don't remember seeing that.
That was the best match of SummerSlam. New Day vs Usos. Remember?
Yeah. So I really enjoyed it. I think it was the right decision to have.
The fact that they made a big deal of Reigns versus Big E.
I love that.
Because Big E, he deserves to be seen like that. He deserves to be seen like a big man who can take on Roman Reigns and hopefully the breakout star. I think the breakout star is going to be Xavier.
Really?
I could see creative really pushing Xavier because of his social media skills outside of wrestling. So I could see them really pushing him to be like an underdog, kind of like a new Daniel Bryan.
I read an article recently called Why Kofi Kingston Will Be World Champion One Day.
Who wrote this?
It was very... You know what? No, but you know what? They had some really sick points here as to why Kofi actually deserves it. Like, obviously... No. Oh, wait. Listen. In terms of... If Kofi ever becomes world champion, do you think he won't get the You Deserve It chant?
Of course he would. I'm listening. Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying Kofi doesn't deserve it.
They will go mad for that. Even if he holds it for a week.
I don't think Vince would ever push it. Ever.
Wow.
He's got dreadlocks! That's the answer right there.
So what, you think you'll give it to Xavier?
Over Kofi, yeah.
You think Xavier could be a world champion?
Over Kofi, yeah.
Interesting.
I can see Big E and Xavier being the champion before Kofi. And I love Kofi. I think Kofi should be. He's the most decorated one out of all of them. Most experienced. Probably the best wrestler out of all of them.
Yeah.
Definitely the best wrestler of all three.
I'm going to find this article. And all three of them.
Who wrote this?
Hold on.
Article.
Keep talking anyway. What did you guys think of the match?
Oh, the match was brilliant. I loved it. Yeah, there was a few errors. There was a few mistimed cues and whatnot. You can just see in real life that the Shield and New Day get on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You could just see that Seth and obviously Seth's part of the whole up, down, up thing because Seth plays a lot of games with Xavier Woods anyway. But you could just see they all get on, they all have fun, and I think they're all looking forward to wrestling each other. And maybe a little bit nervous at the same time. I don't know why. Maybe they're both fans of each other's work.
The article was written by Harry Kettle.
Who's Harry? Who is Harry Kettle?
And it is for sportskeeda.com.
American?
Oh, okay. I'm guessing.
Or is he English?
I think it's American. Sportskeeda.com.
And he comes on good points?
Yeah, so... Okay, can't forget, do you want me to read the whole article?
Just read something.
Okay, Intercontinental Champion, US Champion. Hold on. He's the best all round talents in the company.
Very true.
I wish I did some research before I got into this because this is going to take long.
And when he wrote this, was he part of the New Day?
Was who Kofi part of the New Day? This was like in January 2017.
Oh, okay.
Just keep talking, it's fine.
Yeah, anyway, so it was a great match between
I might start just interrupting you.
The New Day. So that was 1-0 to Raw, right?
1-0 to Raw.
Yeah.
Then the next match was the Raw's women's match versus the SmackDown ladies. Raw ladies versus SmackDown ladies. Stephanie McMahon did a promo backstage, amping up the whole, which I liked. It was quite enjoyable. Told Bayley no hugs. I wonder if she says that to Bayley in real life. No hugs.
No hugs.
What was the thing about her, like, with Sasha? I know we've had our differences. What was that referring to?
Yeah.
I know we had our differences.
I once believed in you. I think that's what she was trying to say.
Because Sasha was a heel whip before when she came in it.
When Sasha was in NXT smashing it, Stephanie was a massive fan of Sasha. It was like, that was the main girl in Stephanie's eyes, over Charlotte.
And then she's coming in.
Triple H was like, hey, you know, Ric Flair is one of my best friends.
So. Yeah, I thought it was a bit odd to bring that into that conversation. It's like,
Maybe they had some story. Maybe they had a little story. And a little
difference. I can't remember if they did.
I can't remember either. But it was a good match. It was a fun match. I love the fact that Asuka was built strong. If only they can do that with Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what? Why are they making, like, I'm glad they're making Asuka strong. I'm glad, because I don't want her to suffer that fate. She deserves to be built strong and be the best woman in the world. Because in my opinion, she's the best women's wrestler in that whole company. So Asuka deserves to be built that way. But if you can do that with Asuka, you know, Nakamura. The reception Nakamura got was insane. But we can't get to that
because I've got so much to say.
Okay. Yes. So who was eliminated first? Becky Lynch got
Becky Lynch.
Quick time. Yeah. Oh my
Becky
lord!
This is why I listen. I think Becky Lynch is gonna go.
You think so?
Too? Yeah. I don't think they have a storyline for her.
But she's over though. Fans love her.
She is, but like creatively, I know Craig
doesn't. Because I know that when she was cutting promos, when she became women's champion, she was cutting promos. I know, like backstage, they were like. Ooh.
Okay.
Oh dear. Like finding her annoying and stuff. But she's bad. That's her accent. You know what I mean? She can't help how she speaks.
Exactly.
It's a bit harsh. And you know how she speaks before you get to put the belt on her.
100%.
Yeah.
And then Bayley got eliminated, right?
Yeah.
Becky, then Bayley.
Yeah. Then Nia Jax, I believe, by Tamina, which was good. Tamina and Nia Jax, a little face off.
I like that. That was exciting.
And they made Tamina look good.
Yeah,
instead of it being Nia Jax putting. Yeah, it was good. Well done.
And they eliminated Nia in the best possible way as well. That kept her looking strong. Kept her looking strong as well.
And then I want to say. What did Alicia Fox got eliminated.
Yeah.
And I want to say Tamina got eliminated by. Alicia Fox got. No, Naomi got eliminated by Sasha.
Alicia Fox first, then Sasha Banks.
No, Naomi got eliminated by Sasha, and then Sasha Banks got eliminated. I remember Naomi tapping that to the bank statement.
Oh, okay.
So Naomi eliminated Alicia Fox, then Sasha Banks eliminated Naomi, and then Sasha Banks got eliminated.
Yeah.
And then it was like Asuka by herself versus Natalia and
Tamina. Tamina.
And Tamina.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Carmella got eliminated somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere
And then Asuka kicked ass.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
It was really good.
What was the third match? Oh, okay. Miz versus Corbin. Coming to you, Ace.
It wasn't a bad match.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't a bad match.
And it was nice to see Maryse.
Yeah, it was good to see Maurice. I think
I love the fact that Curtis Axel had a red
red colour.
That was great.
But obviously the crowd was a bit flat, but that's obviously because they didn't really know who to cheer.
Yeah. But I would have cheered Miz over Corbin.
You think so?
Yeah, I would have.
They made Corbin look super strong.
Yeah.
I wasn't angry with the match. It was alright.
It was alright.
I think it was longer than it needed to be.
Yeah.
But it was alright.
Yeah.
After that was Usos versus Cesaro and Sheamus, right?
Yep.
This is a good match.
A very good match.
And I'm glad the Usos went over.
Yeah. They are the best tag team.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They're probably the best tag team in...
In a while now.
In a while.
Yeah.
Like, who is really...
I've got time for Usos, man. Yeah. And I love the bar. I love the bar too, but I'm so happy that Usos... Usos got over... So that's what? That equal to what? 2-2? 3-2?
It was 3-2.
It was 2-2.
It was 2-1. No.
Because,
it was
2-1. Corbin won. So 2-2. Yeah. Raw Ladies won.
Shield won.
Then Corbin won. And Usos won.
So it's 2-2.
And then to make it 3-2.
Lesnar. No. We're missing one.
Charlotte and Bliss.
Charlotte and Bliss
made it
3-2
to SmackDown. Yeah. And then Lesnar made it 3-3.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Usos versus the Bar was a great match. After that, we had Charlotte versus Alexa Bliss. What did you guys think?
Yeah, it went how I thought it was going to go. It was no surprise.
A lot of people were going on like, this is the best match of the card.
It wasn't.
It was a good showing, but it wasn't a great match.
No, it wasn't. I've seen both of them in better matches.
Charlotte picked up the victory.
Yeah.
And then next up, Lesnar versus AJ, which I loved. No?
Yes.
I think AJ was amazing.
That was the best match for me.
Maybe I just wanted AJ, yeah. to win. But, I mean, he was never going to win. But
no, AJ Lesnar was amazing.
But he sold well. Yeah. I was actually scared in watching it.
Yeah. He was bumping good. Like a madman.
Yeah.
He was bumping like he was 21 again. he's like nearly 40.
Yeah.
You know, it's where they do the bumps and you're like, I'm not even sure if you're really injured or not right now.
AJ, for me, when it's all said and done, he's going to be up there.
100%.
Yeah.
Like,
guaranteed Hall of Fame.
Rushmore might have to.
Really?
AJ, man, come on, man.
He's hard. He's sick.
He's like Brett, Sean, to get mixed together, really. Mm-hmm.
I did want some kind of return squash, weird something to happen at the end. I didn't want either man to lose.
Mm.
So.
Now, Lesnar had to win.
Yeah, but I didn't want AJ to lose.
He doesn't lose nothing.
Let's keep it moving.
I think it's time for the main event.
Yeah.
Yes. What did we think?
Terrible.
Really bad.
Hey, so you go ahead, man. You take the floor, man.
I just think, yeah.
We are referring to the 5-on-5 Raw versus SmackDown's main event match with Team Raw led by Kurt Angle with Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, Braun Strowman, and Triple H.
Yes.
Versus Team SmackDown led by Shane McMahon with Shinsuke Nakamura, Bobby Roode, Randy Orton,
John Cena.
Yeah.
Am I missing someone?
Shane McMahon. Did you say that?
I said that. Shane Nakamura.
Randy.
The famous.
I said Randy.
No, okay.
Bobby Roode.
That's it then. All right. So, in my opinion, it's 2017.
Yeah.
We have a roster full of new talent that we are really trying to help and get over and make them the new superstars. You know what I mean? Replace this old guy's leaving. I mean, these guys are on their way out. They're like, they should have retired 5-4 years. Why at the end of a Survivor Series match that has Braun Strowman in it, Samoa Joe, Shinsuke Nakamura, Finn Balor, Bobby Roode, is Shane McMahon, Triple H, and Kurt Angle in the final four? It makes no sense.
Because Vince McMahon doesn't like anybody.
Triple
H is trying to pull through, man.
This ain't a Vince thing. It's not a Vince thing. No, this is 100.
His son,
bro. Triple H won the Survivor Series.
Why?
You don't even wrestle once every 6 months. Like, you're a part. What? I think that's got to be Triple H. Like, even if Vince came to you and said, look, you're going to win, Triple H has got to say, look, man, like, yeah, we can give it to...
talent.
Give it to Braun. Give it to Braun. Give it to Joe. Give it to Finn. Like, come on. Like, these are my talent. Like, Triple H wants the victory.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's shit.
It's terrible. Can I just say, why was Cena even there?
What was the point?
Why was he there? Why couldn't Rusev take his place? Exactly. Or someone better?
It's so true.
He did. There was nothing he did.
He did nothing
for him to be there.
He did what he did. Nothing. Yeah. He's never going to spark a new thing, or like he's it not going to be. Oh, thanks, guys. I got to go back and make movies.
Yeah,
like,
it couldn't have been like, just for him and at Kurt Angle. It couldn't have just been for that moment.
No.
I kind of think it was.
Well, if it was, it was dead because they didn't even really do anything with it.
Yeah, it didn't even work anyway. What I did love was Shinsuke. I think Shinsuke was amazing.
Shinsuke and Finn
was great. They actually had wrestlers like breaking kayfabe and clapping in the ring. Like they were doing amazing stuff. Shane being the last person is an absolute joke.
It's a joke.
Triple H and the whole Strowman. I guess it's going to be Triple H Strowman at Mania, I guess. I don't care.
No, I don't even think that. Nah. I don't even think that. I just think he's dead.
It was terrible.
The whole last 5 minutes of that match made no sense to me. Like, I thought the Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens thing was good.
Yeah.
Like, that was exciting to me.
But they should have made Shane lose. Yeah. Like, they should have made him lose.
They should have been the ones responsible. Yeah.
It was just so dumb. Like, then it's like, I'm going to stop Kurt Angle beating Shane just so that I could. It was just dumb. It was the whole thing. Then I didn't understand why Braun Strowman was looking at Triple H for
I was looking at the TV like that. Like, I was so confused at what was going on. I don't get it.
Because the pay-per-view was sick up until that point for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was bad.
That was bad.
That was terrible.
I heard Bobby Roode go so quickly.
Dude, squash Bobby Roode.
Squash Nakamura.
I wouldn't say they squashed Nakamura, but he should have been one of the last people. That was a great opportunity to make Nakamura a star. Yeah,
exactly.
Especially when that crowd was red hot for him as well.
Exactly.
The crowd was red hot for Nakamura. They were red hot for Nakamura than anybody else in that whole thing.
Joe got a nice reception as well.
Joe should have been the last person, in my opinion. Yeah. Joe's the toughest motherfucker in all of them.
I wouldn't have been angry if Strowman won the whole thing. Like,
neither would I.
Yeah. That would have made sense to me.
But have Joe there too.
Yeah. Not even if Joe wasn't. I just think it's got to be someone new. It can't be a part-time wrestler or Shane McMahon has had 3 matches since he's come back.
Don't know if he's lost it.
Or Kurt Angle has had one half a match. But, do you know what I mean?
Like they know what they're doing and they don't. It's their own worst enemy, man.
Dead. So bad.
There must just be like a couple of really shit writers that they get something so good and then they're like, all right, you lot, here, we've made it so good for you. You lot just need to do this. And then they just fuck it up every time.
So bad.
What are we rating Survivor Series out of 5?
I give it 3.5.
Yeah.
3.5 for me.
Could have been a 4.
But they fucked up. Should we go to an interview?
We got some more interviews.
Yeah, man. This is an interview from the SummerSlam weekend in Brooklyn, New York. It's my interview with Nikki Bella.
Okay.
One World Observation.
The Kick Out.
Nikki Bella, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you. BBC One Extra Radio. How's your day going to the SummerSlam weekend? Are you excited for the pay-per-view this weekend?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for the pay-per-view. Of course, because my fiancé has a very big match, and I'm excited for that. But I always get all excited. I mean, every pay-per-view I get excited for, but it's our second biggest pay-per-view of the year.
Absolutely.
So it's hard not to be like, oh my God, SummerSlam. So I'm really excited.
We haven't seen you since WrestleMania. What have you been up to? What's going on with Nikki Bella?
Oh my gosh, so much. So I've been working hard on our new brand called Birdie Bee, and we're launching the first week of November. We're coming out with our wine in September. Currently filming Total Divas Season 7, which is amazing. Total Bellas comes out Wednesday, September 6th. And filming a lot of YouTube stuff. So since Mania, I've been extremely busy. And on top of that, trying to be the greatest aunt in the world. So I don't really get a free moment anymore.
Do we have any indication if you ever return to the WWE?
Oh, 100%. Brie and I, our goal is January. We keep putting that in our heads, like, hey, January 2018. But, you know, the minute I heal up and my sister is ready to go, we want to make a comeback together. The Bella Twins haven't been together in over 2 years, and it's time to come back and cause some chaos.
Return from twin magic, you know?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And lastly, I always ask everybody this question, your Mount Rushmore, do you have a top 4 greatest of all time wrestlers?
Ooh, gosh, that's hard. You know who I'd really like to see on it? Well, I'm going to put John, I don't care what anyone says. I would like to see John, The Rock, Hogan, and then I would smush like Triple H and Shawn Michaels together. Like, good, we could make it like one.
That's a good
top
four.
I think that'd be a good one, right? That's a very good top four. Yeah. Well, I would like to go take photos in front of that.
Thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
The kick out.
Nikki Bella. There's talk of her. Have you heard in just heard in an interview? That was me with Nikki Bella. There's talk of her. She might be coming back to the WWE.
Like for a run.
A little bit. Okay. She does miss it, she says.
I can't see it happening.
She won't be there. Do you want Nikki Bella back?
I don't think she'll go well with all the new talent.
Yeah.
Like she might drown.
We got six new wrestlers that we need to talk about. Well, not even one's not new.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think she can hang. Yeah. And the other thing is, I can't really see her being on the road with them if Cena's not.
Right.
And he's not. So, I don't know. I can't see her coming back anytime soon.
Well, let's continue with this big, crazy Survivor Series week. We start off with Monday Night Raw, which was still in the same arena as Survivor Series in Houston, Texas. Raw kicked off with Stephanie McMahon.
Yep.
She was... what was she doing? Bigging up Triple H for being the Soul Survivor? Not Soul Survivor, but being one of the survivors.
Yeah. Saying Kurt Angle's not fired, you know, he's safe. And
then Angle come out and step to Triple H, which I loved, because I loved that's like old Angle to me, the intensity. Then Jason Jordan comes down. Let's talk about Jason Jordan.
Yeah.
Why is Angle more outraged that he got screwed over instead of him being vexed that his son got pedigreed last week on Raw?
I don't know, man.
Who's writing this shit?
This is so bad.
My black son! My black son! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! My black son! It's disgraceful. And then Strowman comes out and steps to Triple H. After Triple H said, what are you going to do? Like, Jason Jordan, you ain't going to do nothing to me. And then Strowman comes out and steps to Triple H with a big reception. Strowman's getting some huge pops.
Can I just ask, though, like, what is Strowman's beef with Triple H? Because it doesn't really make sense to me.
Oh, because Strowman was like, kind of like, to be fair to the storyline, even with building up to the Raw versus SmackDown thing, Strowman did kind of like seem a bit pally-pally with Angle. He was kind of like, anything Angle said, Strowman would be like, yes, sir. Like, Angle went, remember that time Strowman came in, then Angle summoned him to fight SmackDown.
Oh, so that's what the beef is.
And Strowman was like, yes, sir. So I think it's kind of thing of like, oh, you messed with Angle. Oh,
okay.
And now I feel that you try, Strowman's onto him. Like, you tried to not only mess with Angle, but you also tried to do something slyly. But then you were acting like you were Team Raw all the time. So maybe
I didn't.
That's a stupid.
Didn't
really understand
that. Like, even when he switched on Triple H at Survivor Series, I was like, "Why you won the match? Like, I don't get it. It was a bit weird." Anyway, that resulted in Jason Jordan and Braun Strowman having a match.
Did you like the Matt Hardy promo?
Oh, when he spoke to Jason Jordan.
Yeah.
Because he's starting to break it. We say this every week. I feel like we're still...
It's we say this. It's
not happening.
If he gets it.
It's not happening.
He might.
It's not happening.
If he gets it.
He's never going to break.
He's not going to break, guys.
Why not? Don't.
A year from now, the Hardys are going to be doing what the Dudleys did.
Let me live.
Higher on the mic, and then we put through something, get destroyed by another up and coming tag team.
Okay.
You don't you think he's actually going to...
I do think he's going to break.
If he gets the rights to it in a couple of weeks, I think it could happen.
What, is it supposed to be sort of out in a couple of weeks or something?
Yeah, it's like the 19th of December.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay, if they don't contest it, then he's got it.
Sick.
Enzo Amore...
No, listen. Move on.
No, you don't want to talk about this with Rich Swan and...
No,
don't
dead.
Tell you not.
Dead.
Let's talk about the biggest thing that happened on Raw then. So Alexa Bliss had a little promo about, I lost to Charlotte, but I'm still the queen of Raw. Mickie James comes out, making fun of her, calling her Biscuit Butt. Then Sasha Banks comes out, making fun of Bliss. Did Alicia Fox come out as well?
Yeah, should have.
Did Alicia Fox come out?
Yeah.
And Bayley.
Yeah.
And they were all saying that they should be number one contenders, even though Bliss beat all four of them. So Angle comes out and puts them in a 4-way match. As that happens, the match is going on. Bliss and Sasha Banks do like a double clothesline on each other, laid out. Paige music hits to a decent pop.
Yeah,
it wasn't a great pop. It was a pop.
Yeah, I think everyone knew it was coming though.
I think so.
I feel like if we was more surprised,
it'd be better.
Apparently, she got in trouble for like posting pictures backstage and stuff.
Yeah, last week.
Because she posted pictures with Alicia Fox.
Yeah, and Renee Young friend. And stuff. Yeah, so it's like
foolish,
really dumb.
So she comes out, cuts a promo, expects the crowd to be a bit louder. Which didn't happen, but they were being loud. But it was good to see Paige back, though. Yeah, I have to admit. Good. And then the Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville from NXT shows up and attacks all the women. And I guess a new faction is born.
Which one's the blonde one?
Mandy Rose. She's laying it.
She is fire.
She's fire. You know, when we were, you forgot, when we were in Texas last year and we were watching at the Access, WWE Access, they had that, remember that little NXT show? Oh, because you were tired, you went back to the hotel.
Yeah.
So she came down, she caught a great promo. And I was thinking, who is this Leng Ting from a great promo?
Yeah.
But she never got used ever again. She was never used. I was thinking, what happened to this girl?
She's fine.
Now, I guess they just probably kept her on the wraps, just build her up a bit, and then now she's on the main roster. She didn't even have to go for the NXT, really.
Yeah. She had apparently she had like 3 matches on NXT.
Yeah.
But yeah, they came through tough enough, her and Sonya.
She's had 3 matches and she's now on the main roster now.
Yeah.
That's wicked.
Yeah. Well, she's obviously, they've been training her in performance.
Yeah.
Her.
It's
keeping her on the wraps. Wasn't Velveteen Dream a tough enough winner as well?
Was he?
Yeah, apparently. So, yeah.
Good.
What do you guys think of this faction?
Happy to see some new blood on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone tweeted suggesting that there's so much new blood now, new women on Raw and SmackDown, that probably a possible chance of a Women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Could probably happen.
That could definitely happen.
Yeah.
Is there enough? Not for like, not obviously not for 30.
Maybe they could 20. They probably do 20.
Yeah, you could.
Is there 20 though?
Charlotte, Becky Lynch, Sasha, Asuka, Naomi, Natalia, Carmella,
Nia Jax,
Tamina, Sonya Deville. That's 10 already.
Paige,
Mandy Rose, Ruby Riott,
Sarah Logan.
So that's 14.
And you can even throw Lana in there.
Lana, 15.
What was the other?
Dana Brooke,
16. So, 4.
Okay. They might just throw some more NXT.
You never know.
NXT.
Some more, she might come up.
Some more NXT names in there.
That's what I was thinking of. Liv as well.
Liv. Liv Morgan. So that's 17.
And then bring back like 3 old people. Done.
That's
it.
That's some legends.
You didn't say Mickey either.
Mickey James. So that's 17.
Done. 20 people.
It's 20. There's plenty 20. We've forgotten a couple of names. Oh, that's going to be wicked. That's going to happen. 100%.
Yeah.
That needs to happen.
And Asuka wins, of course.
Yeah.
And Asuka goes on to face
whoever. And that's a way to like hold out her having a title shot.
Yeah.
Like, let's wait until Mania, because you've got one at Mania. And then whatever happens between then and... Yeah, that's a wicked idea.
We'll see.
Awesome.
What else happened on Raw?
IC title, man. How can we forget?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but do you want to go to that already?
I don't think there's anything else of relevance.
Yeah, you're right.
Roman Reigns had a match with The Miz for the IC title after Roman Reigns was a guest on Miz TV. What do you think about the match?
Yeah, it was good.
I wasn't expecting the ending, to be fair.
You didn't think he'd win it?
No.
I did say this before. I don't feel like the Shield need belts. And I do feel like if one of them's going to have belts, they should all have belts.
Which they are now.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll win the titles back?
Yeah.
I think if they've all got belts, then it's cool. But I don't even feel like they need belts. But Roman Reigns is a Grand Slam winner now, which is sick. And apparently Miz is going away for a little while to show a film.
Yeah, Miz is off to film a film. That's the reason why he lost the title. Roman Reigns was actually very happy that he won the IC title. And everybody, I loved the fact that they were celebrating the importance of the IC title. Because IC is still one of my favourite belts to this day. So it was great. Roman Reigns is now a new Grand Slam champion.
Was this the first time he got a cheer? Because I didn't really hear that much boost.
Yeah, it seems to people seem to like him a bit more. Mm. Maybe
it's the Shield thing, I think.
Yeah, of course it is. SmackDown?
Yeah. I don't remember what. SmackDown opened with Shane O'Mac.
Coming out. Say, we didn't prove not only are we not the B show, but we're the show. And I say, like I say every week, that SmackDown Live is simply
Phenomenal.
Then says that he was going to fire Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Because Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn came out, right?
Yeah. I'm loving Sami Zayn now.
Yeah, he's a sick heel.
Yeah, I think he's a sick heel. Oh, I hated it before, but now I think he's fucking so funny.
So they were about to get fired.
Yeah.
By Shane. Daniel Bryan stops it. Said, don't fire them. Instead of not firing them, we'll put them in a match with the New Day, with a Lumberjack. Oh. And if they lose that, then they will get fired. That's what Shane was led to believe. Right? Mm. I'm assuming Bryan didn't say that.
No, he didn't actually say
that. I think Shane was like, oh, great job putting them in a match with New Day, because when they lose, they're going to get fired. Thank you. I'm going to go home and shower now, and I'll see you next week. So is this going to lead to something with Shane and Bryan? Are they going to fall out?
Probably.
Are they going to say, hey, Bryan, we need you. Can you wrestle one match with my son?
No, I feel like if he was
going to... I don't think that's ever going to happen.
If he's going to have a match, it wouldn't be Shane.
Unless he had the match in the dark. Speaking of Kane, Kane attacked Braun Strowman and Raw.
Okay.
We'll keep it moving.
We do that every week.
Yeah. Right. So where do you think this is going?
I think Shane is slowly becoming a heel anyway.
Yeah.
I just think it's more of that. He's going to become more of the authority figure, and Daniel Bryan's going to be more loved than ever. So it will be more of a power struggle. I don't think it would result in a match though.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, what else happened on SmackDown?
Rusev Day.
No, we don't care about that.
No?
No.
Might as well talk about the other faction that formed on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And do we believe this other faction is in cahoots with the Raw faction that just got formed?
No.
Do you think they're both separate? Because why do they look the same?
So I was thinking they look exactly the same.
It was the same faction at first. I was like, right, they went to the other show, but it wasn't actually them.
So why was crazy. They similar storylines and two different...
Because they need to bring up three girls.
But even the way they look is the same.
It's similar, yeah.
So you think they're the same, like going to be like joined as a team?
I don't get it. It's just a bit of a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to have them face off against each other at Mania or something.
I don't know.
That's weird. But anyway, so in the match between, was it Charlotte versus
Naomi?
So it happened backstage first because Naomi's getting her makeup done, and she was chatting about Charlotte, and then Ruby Riott steps in. She was like, "Well, hey, Naomi. Hey, Ruby." And then Ruby Riott attacks Naomi with Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan.
Yeah.
And then Becky Lynch tried to back the beef. They banged up Becky Lynch. And then while Charlotte versus Natalia was happening, they invaded that match. Banged up both. Natalia get beat up too. To beat up Natalia and Charlotte. Are you excited to see all these six of these NXT talents to be in?
I'm excited to see them, but I don't see why they had to just be exactly the same on two different shows.
I'm a bit confused by that. Ace, help us out here.
I can't. I don't think they're the same part of the same team, though. I don't think that.
But it's just weird that they just looked... It was the same look.
Exactly the same look.
And then they did exactly the same thing.
They could have tried to announce. But I'm happy to see more women on the roster. I think it's good.
Yeah. After that, AJ Styles cut a promo talking about his match with Lesnar, talking about how he went one-on-one with the Beast, and then if the rematch was to happen, AJ would
beat him.
Will beat him because he has his number. Said, end of the day, you beat me, but I wasn't the one limping outside at the arena. That was good. They showed a promo of Paul Heyman endorsing AJ.
Yeah,
so much respect for him. Then Jinder Mahal appears in the Titantron saying, I'm going to have a match with you next week. You're lucky that you won last week because I would have beaten Lesnar if I was in the main event. AJ said, but why don't you come out now and wrestle? You should be well rested. You didn't do anything in Survivor Series.
Ooh,
I think he even throw a little you back. He's dying. What's that about, AJ? Yes, man? I'm a racist. Now, and then... The Singh brothers tried to attack AJ. AJ reversed it, banged both of them up, did a Stars Clash.
Yeah.
And Jinder versus AJ next week for the...
No, that's not till it's not till Night of Champions.
Oh, yeah. Do you think Jinder's going to win the title back?
Probably.
Do you think Vince regret decision as soon as AJ won it? No. I couldn't sleep last night. I'm so sorry, Jinder.
No.
I let you down.
No. This is the best choice.
It was the best choice. And then after that, we had the Hype Bros come out. Funny enough, Tom Phillips said, Oh, the Hype Bros haven't won a match in a while now, and they're looking to change things today. And I think, oh, okay, who's Hype Bro going to beat?
Bludgeon.
And then the Bludgeon Brothers showed up. I was like, oh, okay, well, they're going to lose. So the Bludgeon Brothers debuted.
Yeah.
Which was cool. It was good to see Luke Harper. It's great to see Luke Harper. I don't understand why the commentators were going on, like, when Luke Harper slapped Eric Rowan, like, he's never done that before. He did it all the time in the white party. So why are they going on like they've never seen that before? Oh, my God! You see this all the time. There's no difference. Nothing's changed. They've never done anything new.
It's maybe a new look. Music, new look.
And they're bringing hammers. That's what it is.
Bear hammers.
Changed his mask a little bit.
So. But it's good to see them, though.
Yeah. I liked it.
I don't like the name. I don't like the name. I don't like the Hammers. I like them. I think they're good as a tag team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just think the name and the gimmick is dead.
I don't like their outfits. I'm just going to say that. No, I don't. Because he came, I don't know, I might have like looked away a bit and then I looked. And the red kind of just didn't. I didn't see the red. It just looks like he was wearing chaps. I was like,
yeah.
I don't like it.
They need to change that a bit. But I like them too.
I think their matches with the Usos are going to be good.
Right.
They're going to have good matches. They'll win the title soon as well.
Jey Uso had a good match with Shawn Benjamin as well. That was
yeah.
Okay, main event. The New Day versus Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens, Lumberjack match. I love the way Xavier was wearing Lumberjack clothing when he came out.
Hilarious.
Did you see when Biggie Langston came in and he was doing a gyrating dance? She was staring at Chad Gable, Like, it was obviously off, like, he was doing it, like, just to make Chad Gable laugh. Yeah. Like, it was like this, staring at Chad Gable, looking at me, just like, trying to hold it in. It was quite funny. If you look back at SmackDown, watch that again, look out for that. It was a good, you know, good fun match. Obviously, it's going to always be a good match, a good action between, you know, all four talented wrestlers. Yeah. I noticed something. Mike Kanellis was one of the Lumberjacks.
Okay. Yes.
You haven't seen him for a while. And so was Epico.
Yeah, they were there as well. Right. There was someone else there as well that hadn't been there for a while.
Was it Sin Cara? Well, he's been there for a little while, but
I don't know. Someone else that we hadn't seen.
But Massive Punt. I think they're leading up to a Bobby Roode, Baron Corbin, US title match, aren't they? Because Corbin and
Roode Yeah.
So hopefully Roode will become the new
US title.
Cry was trying for Nakamura. Nakamura didn't get anything on SmackDown, which I don't understand.
Well, it's only 2 hours, to be fair.
It's still. You better put Nakamura on that TV, boy. I don't get it. But anyway, the Sami Zayn won. He did a roll-up pin on Kofi.
Yeah.
And then... I don't know why... Then they cut to Brian and Shane, right?
No, they cut to Brian... Yeah, Shane left. Then Kevin Owens came out and begged...
to keep the job.
Yeah, not to fire him. And he said, no, don't worry, you've got a match next week with Randy Orton. Okay.
No one cares.
Okay.
Change ending.
That's a weird ending.
Yeah.
And like Kevin Owens left Sami Zayn to get beat up by everyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's gonna have any bearing on the storyline either. But
don't forget about that by next week.
Yeah, it was a weird ending. Yeah. It was a weird ending. I heard rumors that Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are going to Raw anyway.
Yeah, there's gonna be a mini shake up kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Shit.
Yeah, there were some good things this week. There were some shit things this week.
Some confusing things.
There were some confusing things. I'm happy Paige is back.
Yes.
Usos were awesome. New Day were good. And that's it.
Yeah.
And there's a new buff thing on Raw.
Mandy Rose is bang.
She's amazing. And Ember Moon is the NXT Women's Champion.
That's great.
It's been an okay week.
Yeah. And I'm glad that Velveteen Dream got his... It's a breakout moment.
Is Velveteen Dream going to work on the main roster?
Yes, he is.
Really?
Yeah.
You say that about every NXT star.
Yes, it's true. Funny enough, though, I'm sure that he's the one that's actually going to work out of all of them. That's the funny thing about wrestling. You never know what's going to happen.
It's true.
You know what I mean? All the ones that you expect, I can see Velveteen Dream getting over.
Really?
Yeah.
On what show?
Bro. Vince will salivate at having Velveteen. Yeah. Sexual, vigorous, black, chocolate man. You know what I mean? Vince would love it.
Are you sure?
You could do what I wanted to do with Goldust. You don't have any demons. It's fine. Just listen to me. Vince will probably make him champion.
You think so?
Can you imagine the first ever proper black champion?
Is Velveteen Dream.
You never know.
That'd be a damn
shame. That's harsh what I said about proper black, because Rock is half black.
And Mark Henry as well.
But he's world champ. That's, I guess, yeah, that does count. Mark Henry Booker T counts. Yeah.
Who's they count?
So I guess Booker T was official first ever.
No, right, Ron Simmons.
No, Ron Simmons was the first ever WCW champion. Black champion.
But the world champion and the world champion and WCW championship are the same title.
It's the same legacy. But under the WWE ring. So that's what I'm saying. So WWE-wise, is The Rock, really.
Okay.
But Rock is half Samoan. And Rock kind of part of the Samoan side because he never really got on with his dad. Anyway, we're going
to... Why are we talking about this? Alright, cool. Alright, till next week, people. Rate, subscribe, and comment. Bye.